mornings.
Rock 107 WIRX, the Plan B Morning Show. It's Brock. It's Hunter.
Hey, what's up, man?
Hi, buddy. All right. I missed you so damn much. Yeah,
for God's sakes, you're back.
How I'm you back. Doing? I'm good. I'm here for 2 weeks, but I won't be missing any shows over the next 2 weeks. Oh, so
okay,
that's
okay,
good.
Okay.
A week and a half.
You sure?
We got Sonic Boom coming up, and I'm going to broadcast live on Monday morning, the following Monday.
I like it.
Hopefully. It depends on how hard I party Sunday night.
I was going to say, isn't Sunday the headliners?
Well, no, we have headliners Saturday and Sunday. Mm-hmm. Both days ripping. It's just, you know, Sunday, all the workers are done.
All right.
And so everyone kind of goes crazy.
You throw down on Sunday.
They go nuts, Hunter. Right. It's just crazy.
You know, I was trying to make Sunday, man. It's going to be hard for me. But I think Five Finger Death Punch is on Sunday.
Oh, yes, they are.
Damn it.
Yeah, they're so good.
I know.
You just need to, it's like 2.5 hours away. Don't be a pussy.
It's true.
Don't be a pussy.
It's true. So yeah, DJ till 3 a.m. Friday, then I got a wedding all day Saturday.
Here's what you need to do. You need to pull that tampon out. You need to sack up.
It hurts.
It hurts. You gotta stop
time.
You gotta stop using those double wide ones, man.
I keep timing up with your wife.
Well, all right, we're going to talk more about Sonic Boom because it's a big deal coming up, but it's good to be back. I'm going to kiss you right on the mouth once we go to break. What are we talking about today?
I don't know. Yesterday, I'll tell you about what we're talking about.
Good, I'm excited about it. Stick around. Here we go. 7:37. What's up, buddy?
You know, I was doing the weather yesterday, and they're saying, clear skies tomorrow. It's going to be beautiful. And I got up this morning, and I'm like, clear? There's nothing clear.
It's real murdery. Real murder vibe out there today.
It's very October-ish.
Very October. I haven't done my ghost sound in a while.
I know. So scary. It's been a year. I forgot about that.
I know. Everyone's terrified, right? Was that a ghost?
Creeping us out, man.
So everything went okay while I was gone.
Yeah, everything's smooth.
The studio's still standing.
Smooth as eggs.
So, you know, we do these coming up promos, and people, you can hear them throughout the day. Just let you know what we're talking about the next day. Yeah. What was your thing?
Mine was funny things. That's it.
That's as far
as I got. We're going to talk about something. It's going to be funny.
And so we'll figure it out as we go. So I was obviously gone. We had the 3-day ride. Mm-hmm. And then I had to go to Wisconsin for a programmer's university. This is something that our company does. Sales staff does a sales university. It's just a way to learn things, and we do different themes every year. And it's great. We have so many talented people that work for this company in different areas.
Right.
Midwest Family owns clusters in certain states. Mm-hmm. And so I got to go there, see a lot of people I haven't seen in a while, learn some ideas. However, Hunter, I still had to sit in meetings.
I saw some pictures. It looked like you guys had fun.
We did.
Probably after the meeting.
That was after the hours and hours of meetings. Now, I love talking about radio. Yeah. But when you're hungover, because we always do dinner and drinks after. Right. I mean, that's what happens. So on Monday was the real kicker. Monday.
Do they make you get up at like 6 a.m.?
It's earlier than it needs to be. I think the first meeting started at 8 o'clock.
Right. They don't have meetings like later on in the day. I mean, they probably do, but they're like, you know what? Let's make them get up extra early.
Let's do it extra. Why not just start a meeting at like 1 o'clock in the afternoon? I'd rather do like 1 to 8.
I'm pretty sure that's how every job is, though. If they're going to have a meeting, well, we got to have the meeting before we open.
Yeah, let's do it.
We got to do it at like 5:30 in the morning.
And you need to be there. Mm-hmm. And you need to be ready to take notes. And there was one point, and I was just sitting there, like holding my eyeballs open, like... Uh-huh. Just breathe, man. Just breathe.
You can get through this. You can get through this. I used to do the same thing when I worked at Best Buy a long time ago. They would have meetings at 7 a.m. on Saturday morning. Like, why?
Why? Why?
It's Saturday, for God's sake.
Why?
Just on your knees.
Dude,
raining.
You just got... I'm a grown man. I cried when my alarm went off on Monday. I cried, Hunter. Well, hey there. Good morning. It's Brock. It's Hunter.
Good morning.
Hi, buddy. 7:50. You know what? I want to touch on this real quick because I found out about some pretty terrible news when I was on the 3-day ride.
Right, right.
And again, I'm not speculating because I don't know the full story, but a good friend of ours, a longtime listener of the show, he calls in all the time, always cracks us up. But Al Hatton was in a very serious motorcycle accident. Mm-hmm.
I believe it was in the paper. Somebody reported right when it happened.
Yeah. I don't know exactly the extent of where Al is at. But I just want to say, Al, I hope you're okay, man. I don't know. If anybody knows, feel free to give us a call.
I believe he's at Lakeland.
He's at Lakeland right now?
I'm pretty sure he's on life support. I'm pretty sure he has the breathing machine. I'm not sure what they call it.
Yeah.
I heard that he had his brain from an aneurysm or
something like that. So maybe he had
build up pressure?
Yeah, pressure in there. Al's the kind of guy that that's our listener right there, man.
Well, here's the thing, man. You hear about a lot of you don't hear about it a lot, but when you hear news like that, this one especially hit hard, mm-hmm. just because how much Al was involved with his radio station from day one. I've been here for 11 years. I've known Al from day one.
Just
from calling in. He comes out to our live broadcast. Mm-hmm. He's always out.
And in a good mood, too.
Always in a great mood.
Yeah.
Just one of those guys where you meet and you're like, you know what, this is a true American guy.
That's right, man.
It's one of those guys you just cannot not love.
Yeah, yeah. Know? So, Al, man, we're thinking of you, buddy. Our thoughts and prayers go to you, of course, mm-hmm. and your family. If anybody knows any more of an extent of what's going on, again, unfortunately, there's a lot of reports out there, and mm-hmm. it's not always correct. But, Al, we're thinking of you, man, your family. I hope everything's okay. If there's anything we can do, let us know. But, if you can, mm-hmm. just send good vibes his way, man.
Yeah, we love you, big guy.
I love you, man, and get better, hopefully, soon. Because we want to see you. All right. Rock 107 WIRX at 7:59. It's Brock. It's Hunter.
Good morning.
Good morning, buddy. Stick around. We got, what do we got? I forgot what we do during the show. Do you know?
I was kind of reminded yesterday because I had to run it, but I totally forgot.
Because I had to run. Real flippant comment there, Hunter. I had to run it.
For the past month.
Yeah.
It's all right, though. You got to be fresh, right?
That's right. Well, so the one vacation and 3-day ride, I still technically worked, mm-hmm. and then those meetings. So I've had one, vacation.
Right. I bet you're happy to be back then.
I am. Honestly, well, I love this show, man. Yeah. I love doing it. I hate it when I have to miss it. Yeah. As much as I love vacation, I still love doing it. I mean, let's be honest. My job is vacation.
Pretty much, right?
I'm literally actually, I work harder on vacation than I do.
Exactly. That's when I bitch about vacation, not taking them, I'm like, I'm pretty sure I've taken it for like the past 10 years.
Yeah, exactly. Exactly. Yeah. So nobody worry about us. If we never got another vacation day,
we're good. We'd be
fine.
Maybe one more window in the studio would be nice.
That wouldn't be bad. Maybe like a hot intern we could have. That's what we deserve.
Yeah, how did Matt get the hot intern?
I don't know, man. It's ridiculous.
Yeah, Matt Malone over there at the country station.
Who did we get? We got Tony.
Tony. God. Just call him Whitey.
Whitey, I know.
White hair.
Yeah, tiny rack. It was awful, man. So anyway, if anybody knows a hot intern, I will give up vacation days for a hot intern. Rock 100.